Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this Wednesday morning after the primary with our Newsline interview with Governor Kathy Hochul, the winner of the Democratic gubernatorial primary. With crime, New Yorkers' number one concern, we noted that her opponent, Congressman Lee Zeldin, has criticized her for not toughening the state's bail laws enough. Newsline asked, what can you do to end any revolving door justice?
Well, we are taking very strong positions on gun violence, and we just passed nation-leading laws right in the aftermath of the Buffalo massacre, my hometown, as well as in response to the day-to-day crimes that are occurring on our streets and cities all across the state. We now ban certain individuals from being able to have weapons. We ensure that the red flag laws are in place. We put more resources for violence disruptor programs, as well as, you mentioned, the bail laws. You'll never hear this from my opponent, but we did toughen the bail laws. I mean, the fact is the bail laws were changed. They were strengthened. And now we're starting to see the effect that people now know that the police, the district attorneys, and the judges have what they need to be able to do their jobs. And we're making real progress. We're not done yet. But as long as I continue working in partnership with our mayors, as I have been, Mayor Adams in particular, to protect the safety of our families and businesses on, you know, in our subways and our streets, we're making tremendous progress. But I would say there's absolutely more to do.
Right. And Governor, specifically, what more might need to be done to toughen bail reform?
Well, not just, you know, there's a larger picture than bail reform. And I think everyone's agreed that the entire crime rate is going up all over America, and that's not the fault of New York's bail reform. We tightened up bail reform without a doubt. We made sure that repeat offenders were covered who had not been covered previously. We gave judges more power to consider the severity of a crime and whether or not there was guns involved and, you know, other factors that they weren't able to consider before. We also made sure that crimes involving guns were now covered by the law. So we did do a tremendous number of reforms. But let's look at the fact that the extremist on the Supreme Court of the United States of America just took away my ability as governor to stop people from carrying concealed weapons in public places and in streets and walking into stores. So I now have to convene an extraordinary session of the legislature. They're coming back on Thursday. Later today, I'll be announcing the package of reforms I'm putting in that initiative to allow me as the governor to protect the citizens of the state, despite the best efforts of the Supreme Court to take that power away.
Governor, specifically when that special session is convened in Albany to address guns and the Supreme Court reversal that you mentioned, where in New York City would guns be banned?
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be very comprehensive. You know, the Supreme Court was clear that we cannot have a complete ban on places like Manhattan. They said that in their decision. So we're working to identify more likely the places they can be, because we are going to have an exhaustive list of places where it is not safe for citizens and also for law enforcement to do their jobs, which we don't want to handcuff them. They have hard work to do. We want to make sure that places like schools and places of worship and where children gather and large gatherings in public places, and also letting businesses know that they have rights to protect themselves. Name a restaurant in New York City that's going to want to have someone come in with a concealed carry. So I want to empower the business people who have property rights to be able to say, unless we invite you in, that the presumption is that you do not have a concealed carry weapon. So those are all the changes we're looking at, as well as the training required to be able to have a concealed carry. Again, the Supreme Court said we cannot ban them, but what we can do is say that you have to have in-person training at a firing range and background checks to consider more factors. And we have a lot on our agenda. We'll be releasing all that, as I said, in a matter of hours. But this is an opportunity for us to push back against those forces that are taking away rights, not just reproductive freedom for women across this country, but also stand up and allow me as the governor to protect the citizens of that, our state. That is my number one job.
Do you feel, Governor Hochul, that your programs in general are enough to get New York City workers back into the office post-pandemic? Because the numbers have been very low.
People are starting to come back. And subway ridership is coming back as well. We monitor those numbers closely. I know safety is important to people. But we're seeing on weekends, for example, ridership is at 70% of what it once was before the pandemic. So a lot of people do feel safe enough to come in on evenings and weekends and, you know, to socialize and go for entertainment. So there's also this little, you know, disconnect there about rationale, people not coming into work. But we have to make sure people do come back. We want them back. It may be a new dynamic. The future of work will probably not be 5 days a week for many businesses. But if people come back 4 days a week, you know, hopefully at least three, then we'll start getting that energy back. But I have walked the streets of all the boroughs. I do see more people back in their offices. I'm constantly in communication with the landlords to find out what's going on, who's coming back. And there are some businesses that have been very direct that everyone has to be back. And I think that's making a difference. So this is sort of a transition time from what people had grown accustomed to for 2 years. But there is so much energy in New York again, especially in the business districts. And I see lots and lots of tourists as well. So those are all good indicators for our economy as well.
Governor Kathy Hochul on Newsline this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.